This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Dear brothers and sisters, ikhwani akhawati, we'll talk in this halaqa, we'll be talking inshaAllah about the zakat of loans and debts. Whether I am the creditor, I am the one who advanced a loan to someone, I am the one who gave someone else a loan, or I am a debtor, I owe someone else a sum of money. So we have two cases here. Let's deal with the first case. First case, you are the creditor. You advanced a loan to someone. So someone else owes you a sum of money. Someone else borrowed a sum of money from you. Now we have in this case two scenarios. Usually we have only two scenarios. The first scenario, for example, let's say an example, you lent Jamal an amount of $10,000, Canadian dollars, $10,000. And Jamal promised that he will pay you back after 3 years. Now in this scenario, in this first scenario, Jamal is not in a state of bankruptcy. His business is doing well. He's financially doing well. And he doesn't deny the loan. He completely admit that he took a loan from you. You have a proof. You have an agreement signed by both of you. You completely trust him. He's a family member or a good friend, and you trust him. He's doing well, and he's not denying the loan. So in this case, you have to pay the zakat for this $10,000, for this amount of money. You have to include it in your calculation of zakat every year, and you need to pay zakat for it. It is like money saved for you, like money that is saved for you. It's your money, and you decided to give it to him as a loan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for this loan. It's a qurba. It's an act of ibadah. You're helping one of your brothers, right? But at the same time, since Jamal is financially doing well and he's not denying the loan, then you have the obligation to include this 10,000 Canadian dollars in your calculation of zakat every year, until of course you receive your money back, and then you start automatically including it in your savings and paying zakat for it in a normal way. You will not count it as a loan. So this is the first scenario. The second scenario here, Jamal is either in a state of bankruptcy, or he's not able to pay you the loan back for whatever reason. He's not able to pay you. Or he denies the loan. He completely denies it. He said, no, I didn't take anything from you. In this case, you shouldn't worry about zakat. Either mu'sir باللغة العربية mu'sir أو mumatil. Mu'sir, يعني he's not doing well, he's not able to pay you your loan back. Number one. Or number two, he admits that he took a loan from you, but he is not, in the first case, he's not able, but he admits. In the second case, he's denying the loan. He said, I didn't take anything from you. So in these two cases, you don't have to worry about the zakat. But if you receive your loan, your payment, your money back after 10 years or 15 years, then you pay for 1 year. When you receive this money in your hand, you pay zakat for 1 year. You don't have to worry about the last 10 years or 15 years. This money, you didn't have access to it for the last 10 years or 15 years. You don't have to worry about it. So you just pay zakat for 1 year for this 10,000. Or the other option, if you want, you have two options. You add it to your savings and you pay zakat on it when it is time for you to pay your zakat on your wealth in general. So you either add it to your savings and you pay zakat on it when it is time for you to pay zakat. For example, if it is your habit to pay zakat in Ramadan, then you keep it with you until Ramadan comes and you pay zakat on it with the rest of your wealth. This is one option. A better option is that you immediately pay zakat on it for 1 year and the rest you add it to your savings. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. So this is the first case. Now let's deal with the second case. The second case, you are the debtor. You owe someone else money. Yani you borrowed some money, you are the borrower, and your debt could be long-term or short-term debt. It's either long-term or short-term. Now the question is, are we allowed, of course we are allowed to, you know, to deduct debts from the total amount of our wealth and then not to pay zakat on it. But are we allowed to deduct the total amount of our debts from our wealth and not to pay zakat on it? No, that's not right. The right answer is that you are allowed to deduct any short-term debt, which is a debt that you are planning to pay back within the next 12 months. Any debt that you are planning to pay it back within the next year, before next Ramadan, let's say you're paying zakat in this Ramadan, before next Ramadan you are planning to pay, for example, 5,000 or 3,000 from the total amount of your debts. So you are allowed to deduct that amount of money, which is 5,000 only, or 3,000 only, because you're planning to pay it back within the next 12 months. So that's the money you deduct from your debts, from your wealth, and you don't pay zakat on it. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير ونسأل الله أن يفتح علينا أبواب رحمته والحمد لله رب العالمين.